By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya'i wal-Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, I'm excited to be welcoming you back to this morning of Rise and Shine. Yes, my viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, Rise and Shine is presented each and every single day of the week. Every single day we begin by listening to the tilawat, the recitation of the glorious Quran. We have the Naat Sharif of the greatest of all mankind, the peace of our hearts and our minds, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have a daily topic, and today's topic is beautiful. Sad in some ways, but beautiful, my dear viewers. Really, alhamdulillah. I'm excited to be speaking about what today's topic is. Let's begin by listening to the beautiful verses of the Holy Quran. Remember, whilst the Quran is being recited, we should give our full attention to the recitation of the Holy Quran, as well as this make good intentions. The more good intentions you make, the more reward you shall gain, inshallah azza wa jal. Dear viewers, let's listen to the recitation of the Holy Quran. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon shaitan mardood se.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا.
فَلَمْ تَقْتُلُوهُمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ قَتَلَهُمْ
تو تم نے انہیں قتل نہ کیا بلکہ اللہ نے انہیں قتل کیا.
وَمَا رَمَيْتَ إِذْ رَمَيْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ رَمَى.
اور اے محبوب وہ خاک جو تم نے پھینکی تم نے نہ پھینکی تھی بلکہ اللہ نے پھینکی.
وَلِيُبْلِيَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ مِنْهُ بَلَاءً حَسَنًا
اور اس لیے کہ مسلمانوں کو اس سے اچھا انعام عطا فرمائے.
اِنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ
بے شک اللہ سنتا جانتا ہے.
ذَلِكُمْ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ مُوْهِنُ كَيْدِ الْكَافِرِينَ
یہ تو لو اور اس کے ساتھ یہ ہے کہ اللہ کافروں کا داؤں سست کرنے والا ہے.
اِن تَسْتَفْتِحُوا فَقَدْ جَاءَكُمُ الْفَتْحُ وَإِن تَنْتَهُوا فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ
اے کافروں اگر تم فیصلہ مانگتے ہو تو یہ فیصلہ تم پر آ چکا اور اگر باز آؤ تو تمہارا بھلا ہے.
وَإِن تَعُودُوا نَعُدْ وَلَن تُغْنِيَ عَنْكُمْ فِئَتُكُمْ شَيْئًا وَلَوْ كَثُرَتْ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ
اور اگر تم پھر شرارت کرو تو ہم پھر سزا دیں گے اور تمہارا جتھا یعنی گروہ تمہیں کچھ کام نہ دے گا چاہے کتنا ہی بہت ہو اور اس کے ساتھ یہ ہے کہ اللہ مسلمانوں کے ساتھ ہے.
یا ایہا الذین آمنوا اطیعوا اللہ ورسولہ ولا تولوا عنہ وانتم تسمعون
اے ایمان والو اللہ اور اس کے رسول کا حکم مانو اور سن سنا کر اس سے نہ پھرو.
وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَهُمْ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ
اور ان جیسے نہ ہونا جنہوں نے کہا ہم نے سنا اور وہ نہیں سنتے.
ان شر الدواب عند اللہ الصم البکم الذین لا یعقلون.
بے شک سب جانوروں میں بدتر اللہ کے نزدیک وہ ہیں جو بہرے گونگے ہیں جن کو عقل نہیں.
وَلَوْ عَلِمَ اللَّهُ فِيهِمْ خَيْرًا لَأَسْمَعَهُمْ وَلَوْ أَسْمَعَهُمْ لَتَوَلَّوْا وَهُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ.
اور اگر اللہ ان میں کچھ بھلائی جانتا تو انہیں سنا دیتا, اور اگر سنا دیتا جب بھی انجام کار منہ پھیر کر پلٹ جاتے.
یا ایھا الذین آمنوا استجیبوا للہ وللرسول اذا دعاکم لما یحییکم واعلموا ان اللہ یحول بین المرء وقلبه وانہ الیہ تحشرون.
اے ایمان والو, اللہ اور رسول کے بلانے پر حاضر ہو جب رسول تمہیں اس چیز کے لیے بلائیں جو تمہیں زندگی بخشے گی, اور جان لو کہ اللہ کا حکم آدمی اور اس کے دلی ارادوں میں حائل ہو جاتا ہے, اور یہ کہ تمہیں اسی کی طرف اٹھنا ہے.
صدق اللہ العظیم.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, just listen to the verses of the Quran from Surah Anfal. Yes, my dear viewers, Surah Al-Anfal, chapter of the spoils of war, my dear viewers. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, the Quran really is, yes, it's beautiful, it's phenomenal, it's completely perfect, my dear viewers. And the reason, well, what's so great about the glorious Quran is that it contains everything in it. Whether that be a way of life, whether that be history, you know, how to live, things to commandments within it, things we should be doing, things we should prohibitions, things we should be refraining from, you know, economics, how we should be doing our business, how we should not earning halal, haram, income, etc. All of these things, you know, everything is covered within the glorious Quran itself. That's one of the things. I can't say that's what makes this book so perfect and so brilliant. No, this is one of the many things which makes it so phenomenal and beautiful and brilliant. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal. The glorious Quran, my dear viewers, yes, but we need to read it to have any understanding. So we must regularly, inshallah, try to read, recite the glorious Quran, inshallah, regularly. Alhamdulillah, inshallah, today we shall be having hopefully a clip of Ghulam Rasul too. We shall also learn, we shall have our department of Dawat Islami. And some people will be thinking, why? I used to think, why? Did this just generally, even before Rise and Shine, before come on Madani Channel, and I used to think that, you know, why are we telling people of the work we are doing? Because it's, in a way, some people could think it's showing off. You know, you're showing people, yes, how much work is being done. But my views of Madani Channel, honestly, when I began to realize what work is being done, I was surprised myself. And this is really important to share this. Why? Because there are so many people who wish to give, to contribute, let's just say towards one particular cause, but we don't know whether or, you know, who to give it to. So this is to teach you, to tell you that Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla, Dawat Islami is providing work in this field too, in that field too, in so many fields, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. So when you do wish to give, You can be assured, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, that Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla, you can give it through Dawat Islami and it will reach wherever you wish for it to go. Alhamdulillah. This is one of the brilliances and beauties, really, that Dawat Islami is doing works in so many fields, so many departments, It used to be 100 plus departments, but now we've combined and merged some of the departments have been merged. So we have 60 plus departments, many people, so many things. And some people wish to give money towards wells, some people wish to give money towards madrasas, some people wish to give money towards building in masajid, you know, and alhamdulillah, the amount of work that Sami is doing, it's not just about building money or raising money, or how much money we have in the bank accounts. No, it's nothing like that, my dear girls. It's all about how much we are spending, how much we are giving back to the people. And this is what charity is. It's not for charities to gain money, lots of money, and say, oh, you know, this is how much we are making, this is how much we are paying our employees. No, it's how much work are we doing. This is the importance. This is the purpose of a charity, which many people are forgetting about. But alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, my dear viewers, inshallah, mashallah, Dalsam is doing all of these works and encourages you to take part, because we are all in this together, just like it is the duty of, you know, you could say Islamic scholars, just as it is their duty to be doing the work of deen, similarly, it is your duty. Everybody plays their own part. Some would, yes, give their own time, some would give their own effort, some would monetarily aid. So many views of inshallah, alhamdulillah, azzadal, we can learn a little about the many of the inshallah azzawajal, the departments, one of the many departments of Da'at Islam you shall be hearing about today too. We also do have our daily question. What is today's question? Today's question is, it's not a very difficult one. Many people will know, inshallah, which companion's title was Ghani. So Ghani was the title of which companion of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And there are four options, my dear viewers. Option number one, was it Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu? Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, a rich individual, yes. He was a rich individual. He was a noble individual, no doubt about it. Every companion was, my dear viewers. So was Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu known as Ghani? Was Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu known as Ghani? Was Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu known as Ghani? Or was it Hazrat Abu Ubaidah al-Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala anhu? Was he known as Al-Ghani? Was his title Ghani? Which individual from these four options, which companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from these four was given the title of Ghani? My dear viewers, alhamdulillah, we have listened to the recitation of the glorious Quran. Moving now on to the Na'at Sharif of the greatest of all mankind, the peace of our hearts and our minds, the most generous and kind, the last and final prophet and messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Let's listen to the Na'at Sharif, inshallah. For those of you that know the words, please do read along. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Shukriya ka sultan madine wale mujh saasi bhi hai mehman madine wale mujh kamine ko madine mein bulaya tumne ehsan pe ehsan madine wale main madine mein hu 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 hai ye fazl-e khuda mein مدینے میں ہوں ہے یہ فضل خدا میں مدینے میں ہوں ہے اسی کی عطا میں مدینے میں ہوں ہے اسی کی عطا میں مدینے میں ہوں یا رسول خدا میں
جانتے ہوں میں کیوں آیا پیغام ہوں جانتے ہوں میں کیوں آیا پیغام ہوں ہے یہاں مصطفیٰ میں مدینے میں ہوں ہے یہاں مصطفیٰ میں مدینے میں ہوں مدینہ عنایت تیری ساتھ گئے قافلہ میں مدینے میں ہوں اپنے مہمان کو غم مدینے کا دو اپنے مہمان کو غم مدینے کا دو سرور انبیاء میں مدینے میں ہوں سرور انبیاء میں مدینے میں ہوں مدینہ دیدار کا جلوائے یار کا ان کے دیدار کا مولا شربت پیلا میں مدینے میں ہوں مولا شربت پیلا میں مدینے میں ہوں مدینہ قدموں میں دو اپنے عطار کو موت قدموں میں دو اپنے عطار کو ہو کرم سرورا میں مدینے میں ہوں ہو کرم سرورا میں مدینے میں ہوں
مدینے میں ہوں میں 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 مدینے میں ہوں
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلى آلہ وسلم ریویوز اوف مدینہ چینل یو آر واچنگ رائز ان شان الحمدللہ عز وجل میں مدینہ آئی ایم جسٹ تھنکنگ واو میں مدینے میں ہوں اینڈ دس واز ریپیٹڈ سو مچ دیٹ اٹس کلوز ٹو امپاسیبل اینڈ نون آف یو ہیو ریممبر دیٹ لائن اف آئی واز ٹو آسک یو واٹ واز اٹ کالڈ یو پروبلی سے میں مدینے میں ہوں بٹ آئی ایم جسٹ تھنکنگ واو واٹ ڈز دس مین میجورٹی وڈ انڈرسٹینڈ واٹ دس مینز اٹ مینز آئی ایم ان مدینہ دس واٹ لٹرلی مینز میں مدینے میں ہوں I am in Medina. I was just thinking, imagine being able to say that. Inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to visit Medina al-Munawwara very, very soon, inshallah, so that we can say, May Medina mehu. Inshallah, inshallah, my dear viewers of Medina channel. Coming to our topic, the question of the day, my dear viewers, is which companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was known, or was his title. His title was Al-Ghani. So the title of which companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was Ghani, my dear viewers. There are four options. Option number one, the first Khalifa of Islam, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu, was it him? Option number two, the second Khalifa of Islam, Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radhiyallahu anhu. Option number three, the third Khalifa of Islam, Hazrat Uthman ibn Affan radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Option number four, he wasn't a Khalifa of Islam, my dear viewers, but amongst the greatest of companions. And he was amongst the Ashara Mubashara, meaning those 10 individuals who were promised paradise. Yes, there were 10 individuals who were promised paradise. And we should all know these names. I'm just thinking, do I know the names? I think I do, my dear viewers. But we should all know these names. We should. Yes, and sometimes we can't. Like, for example, if I was to say name the 10, maybe we won't be able to name all the 10. And I don't even think I would. I know the four Khulafa, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiallahu anhu, Hazrat Umar radhiallahu anhu, Hazrat Uthman radhiallahu anhu, Hazrat Ali radhiallahu ta'ala anhu. So there are four Khulafa, these are from the Ashara Mubashara. There's also, as we mentioned, Hazrat Abu Ubaid, I don't know if that was Abu Ubaid al-Jarrah. Yes, it was option number four. Was Hazrat Abu Ubaid al-Jarrah, he's one of them. Hazrat Abdurrahman, he's one of them. Hazrat Talha radhiallahu anhu, Hazrat Sa'id, Hazrat Sa'ad, Hazrat Zubair. Yes, I've got all 10. Alhamdulillah, Zubair, lucky there, my dear viewers. But generally, we wouldn't be able to, even many times, let's just say on another day, I may not know the, I wouldn't know them, alhamdulillah. But I wouldn't be able to say them all. That's fine. But we should know them at least. Meaning we should know of them. We should know of these companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, some people will think, you know, how many companions' names do you know? And maybe I'll just mention 10. Maybe I'll know about 15. Maybe 20 I'll be able to read on top of my head. But it doesn't mean they're the only ones I know. Why? Because alhamdulillah, I enjoy reading about the lives of the companions. So maybe their names will be present in my mind right now, but I'll know about them. And that's what's important. It's not, well, it's good if you can, you know, mention all the names of, you know, many companions, hundreds of companions, brilliant. But it's possible that you're not able to. There's no harm in that. But we should know the companions. That if somebody was to mention the name of a particular companion, we would think, oh yes, you know, for example, if somebody was to say, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiallahu anhu, we should know that, yes, I know Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiallahu anhu. He was the first Khalifa of Islam. He is Afdal al-Bashar Ba'd al-Anbiya, the greatest of all people after the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was the friend of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He gave all his money in the path of Islam, in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He sacrificed everything for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was his love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is what he did. We should know these individuals, my dear viewers, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should know them. We should be aware of them. Why? Because these individuals should be our real role models. And really, they are so brilliant. You know, again, just think about Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiallahu anhu, when he was in the cave, he was in the Ghari Thawr, the cave when the Prophet was traveling from Makkah al-Mukarramah to al-Madinah al-Munawwara. So it's not actually on the way, it's actually the opposite way. This was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's brilliance, his intelligence, that he knew that people would be looking for him between Makkah Sharif and al-Madinah al-Munawwara. Everybody knew he was going there. So he went the complete opposite direction and he remained in the cave there for 3 days. Which is Ghari Thawr, my dear viewers. So Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiallahu ta'ala anhu, what does he do? Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, Ya Rasulullah, can I go in first? Now think, look, where in the Quran did he read that if they were ever to go into a cave, then, you know, first you should go before the Prophet and you should make sure everything's clean and everything's prepared and, you know, all the holes are covered so that no sort of animal may come through and attack or harm any of them. No, it doesn't say this in the Quran. He did not read this in the Quran. The Prophet didn't tell him to do this. But he himself said, Ya Rasulullah, says, you know, allow me to go in. You know, make sure everything's okay. Cover up all the holes. Maybe there'll be a snake which could come past. And there was one hole which was left uncovered because he didn't have enough cloth to cover it. So he places his own blessed foot and covers that hole. And then he invites Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in. And yes, whilst the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sleeping, what happens is a snake comes and bites his foot. He could have moved, he could have said, you know, ow, it probably did hurt him. It's not that he's completely immune to pain. Yes, it would have hurt him, and he was. And he had every right to, imagine being bit by a snake, Allahu Akbar. And this was a poisonous snake. Yes, it was a poisonous snake which had bit him. And he could have cried out in pain. He didn't. Why? Again, for his love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He did not wish to disturb Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the sleep of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He didn't wish to disturb the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So where did he read this? Was it a commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Did the Prophet tell him? No. This was him expressing his love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Ali al-Murtada karamallahu wajhahu al-kareem, the time for prayer, which is a commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the time for salah was finishing, but he did not wish to disturb Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this was their love, and this is true love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was their love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is what they did for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we should know, we should learn about these companions. Yes, that's not our topic for today. But we should learn about these companions. We should know who these companions are. Whenever a name of a companion is mentioned, yes, it's, you know, it may be difficult for us to learn about all the companions. You know, there's over 100,000 or so companions, my dear viewers. But there were so many. It's not like we're going to know all of them. But we should know the prominent companions. We should know about those who spend so much time around Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We should know generally about the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, about his blessed wives, radhiyallahu ta'ala anhum, my dear viewers. So, you know, this is just a general lesson, a side note, my dear viewers. We should, inshallah, learn, yes, once about the biography of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and about the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we should have love for them. The Prophet ﷺ says, I do not ask for anything in return. I do not ask for any payment except for love for my family. That you love the family of Rasulullah ﷺ. And remember, yes, we love the family, the Ahlul Bayt, the family of Rasulullah ﷺ. The family of Rasulullah ﷺ, the Ahlul Bayt, is, you know, people like Hazrat Ali al-Murtada, karamallahu wajhahu al-kareem, Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra radhiallahu anha, Hazrat Imam Hassan, Hazrat Imam Hussein, but also the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Khadija al-Kubra, Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radhiallahu ta'ala anha. You know, there's so many. Alhamdulillah, the wives, Hazrat Zainab radhiallahu ta'ala anha, etc., etc. So we should have love for the family, for the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We should treat them with utmost respect. Even when saying their name, you need to think about the words you are using. These are the companions. You know, let's just think, well, would you, the word guy, would you use that for your father? Some words, my dear viewers, just the connotations they have with them. No, we should use more respectful words. Although the person, he was actually praising him. But we need to think the words we are using. These are not ordinary individuals. These are the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These individuals are even more important than our own parents, are more beloved, should be more beloved to us than our own parents, our children, everything we have in this life. Alhamdulillah, even more than ourselves, we should love the companions of Rasulullah. So whenever we are speaking about the companions, we should be careful about the words we are using. Every single companion, we should use words of respect, which really show that yes, we are respecting these people. Not, you know, words which could be used or which could be interpreted differently, shall we say. Alhamdulillah, we need to move on from this topic, my dear viewers. But yes, this is just generally something which is very important, the love of the companions. I don't know how we got to this, but no doubt it is part of our iman. It is very, very important for us to understand that we must love all of the companions. This is another thing. Every single companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the question is, was this person a companion or was he not a companion? he or she. Whether a companion or whether not a companion. If they were a companion, that's it. Amsiku is the hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Amsiku, be very, very careful as to what you say. Because now they are, Allahu Akbar, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are so great. It doesn't matter about their history or what they did before they entered Islam. Because as soon as they accept Islam, as soon as embraces Islam, then all their sins are forgiven. Remember this. All their sins are forgiven. But even if we're taking some time on this, we need to move to our topic too. Let's first have our daily reminder. But what is our topic? Our topic is a cruelty to animals. This is, inshallah, what we shall be speaking about today. There's so much to be said, my dear viewers. I was reading up about it. And to be honest, it's very, very sad. Very sad, Allahu Akbar. Very unfortunate as to the cruelty taking place all around the world. I was going through some facts just on online. I was looking up some statistics, and I was saddened to hear many of them. Some of them, inshallah, I shall be sharing with yourselves, my dear viewers. Let's first go to our daily reminder. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sayyidina Abu Malik Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, As-salatu nurun, salah is light. Commenting on the above hadith, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman has stated, Salah is the light of a Muslim's heart and face. It will be a means of light for him in his grave and on the day of judgment. On the bridge of Sirat, the mark of prostration will serve as a torch. Allah Almighty Azza wa Jal has said, Nuruhum yas'a bayna aydihim. Their light will be running ahead of them. The greatest and noblest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, Salah is the pillar of religion. One who establishes it, establishes the religion, and the one who abandons it, demolishes the religion. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Let's come to today's topic. Today, inshallah, the topic is cruelty to animals. There's a few reasons why I would like to speak about this. One, generally there's so much cruelty to animals. Another is a misunderstanding. Some people think that, you know, because so many animals are being slaughtered, this is cruelty to animals. No, it's not slaughtering animals which is cruelty to animals. But one is the manner, the way you slaughter them. Second is before they are slaughtered, the lives they are living. And thirdly, just generally, we're not even speaking about slaughtering animals, just generally having animals and being cruel to such animals, any animals, my dear viewers. It could be from a spider. It could be from a spider or an ant, you know, the smallest of them. By the way, this is not the smallest of them, because there are so much that are so small. It's the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues, my dear viewers. All the time we are, you know, we are amazed, we are discovering new things. I don't know what the smallest is. Maybe somebody can check it off, inshallah, and tell us. What is, and again, it'll depend. Are we referring to creature or, you know, is it animal? What constitutes an animal? What is the definition of an animal? That's another question. But I'm saying general, overall, what we call animals, creatures, whatever they may be. You know, as I said, it may be the smallest. Sometimes we pick up a little spider and we'll remove its legs. Sadly, mazala, astaghfirullah. What are you doing? You're being cruel to a spider. What has the spider done to you? And it's quite amazing how some people are so afraid of little spiders and other people, they're not afraid whatsoever. I said for a joke, I said to my nephew, there was a spider, and I said, oh, there's a spider over there, just pick that up for me. And he was going to pick it up. I said, no, no. And I was shocked, I was amazed that he could go. I thought he'd be scared of it. Allahu Akbar. So people react differently to different creatures, possibly, to different animals. So many people,
I could say, for example, the United Kingdom would be really, really scared of snakes. Why? Because we've never seen a snake. I've never, as of yet, my dear viewers, even though I've traveled abroad, I've never seen a snake outside, as I would say, meaning normally if I've ever seen a snake, it's behind the screen. If I've ever seen a snake, it's at a zoo or something, behind the screen. I've never seen a snake just outside in the wild. I have up until now never seen it. And, you know, I remember once we were doing a recording for Madini Channel. We were in a place in Pakistan. It was some sort of jungle area in the northern parts of Pakistan. And I was sat down. And apparently a white snake went by me. I'm not sure if the director himself is aware of this, if he can remember. But a white snake passed by me. I didn't realize. But after I finished, then the camera crew, they told me, they said, oh, there was a snake. And they were about to tell me, but then one of them told him, no, not to, because he's going to jump up and get scared. I'm really, really scared of snakes. So many of us would be. Why? Because we're not used to them. So people react differently to different creatures. Some would be scared and stay away from them. Others would actually go and be cruel to them. Some would probably grab them and kill them and all sorts of things. How I think of it is they're living their own life. Just let them carry living their own life. They're not harming you. Yes, remember, if an animal is harming you, obviously you need to protect yourself. That's a different matter. But most of the time it's a little spider. What is it doing to you? Why are you being cruel? My dear viewers, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the creation. He has created angels, He has created jinns, He has created humans, He has created the heavens, the earth, etc., etc., all the creation. And amongst these many things, amongst the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are the animals, are the creatures which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a life to them. Now, just the way angels have a purpose, just the way the jinns, the humans, have a purpose, when the angels and the jinns have not been created except to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created many things, and they all have a purpose. Similarly, animals, creatures, they too have a purpose. And it could be from, you know, the food taken from them, it could be milk taken from them, it could be their skin used. So many benefits, so many ways on uses of animals, medievals. Buying and selling for businesses, so many options. But there's a beautiful verse of the glorious Quran, something which, now when you read this, you contemplate, you think about it, you think, wow. And it's stated, and this is Surah An-Nahl, part 14, verse number 66. It states, وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَنْعَامِ لَعِبْرَةٌ. And I'll mention the translation from Kanz al-Iman. It states that, and indeed there is place for you to ponder in brackets, the example of the cattle. Allahu Akbar. Meaning there is an ibrah, a place, something to ponder over, something to contemplate, something to think about. When it comes to the cattle, إِنَّ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَنْعَامِ لَعِبْرَةٌ نُسْقِيكُمْ مِمَّا فِي بُطُونِهِ مِنْ بَيْنِ فَرْثٍ وَدَمٍ لَبَنًا خَالِصًا سَائِغًا لِلشَّارِبِينَ. MashaAllah, SubhanAllah, it's so, so beautiful, my dear viewers. Again, the translation I'm reading is that of Imam Ahli Sunnat. Well, he has translated it in the Urdu language, and this has been translated into the English. So I'll read it all again. And indeed there is a place for you to ponder in the example of the cattle. We provide you to drink from what is in their stomachs, their bellies, pure milk from between dung and blood, which is soothing to swallow for the drinker. Now, some people would be thinking, what's so exciting about this? You know, think about it, as it even states in the Quran, it's an ibrah, meaning something to think about. Think about this. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states? That we provide you to drink from what is in their stomachs. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, between dung and them and blood. Between dung and blood. What comes? Pure milk. Pure milk. And this pure milk. Now remember, my dear viewers, these animals, what are they doing? These animals, they eat, they drink. And where does it go? It goes into the stomach. And from whatever they are eating or drinking, grass, hay, whatever it may be, there is dung produced. There is blood which is being produced. But there is also pure milk being produced. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us within the glorious Quran that, yes, blood. Yes, there's dung, my dear viewers, upon the Nishalom, the dung of an animal. Yes, there is dung. But also there is pure milk. And although there is dung, although there is blood, which is, you know, something which is dirty, but from the same thing, from the same grass, whatever they are eating, from the stomach, we still have pure milk. And it is so pure, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, that none of you would ever imagine you have taken a glass of milk. None of you would ever think, oh, is there any dung in there? Is there any blood in there? No, nobody would. Even if you were to take it fresh from the animal, if it was to be freshly squeezed for you, milk, yes, it would be warm. I don't know if any of you have freshly taken milk from the animal and drunk it. It's meant to be much better, I've heard. That, you know, taking it fresh is even much better. And yes, of course, it's much better than what we get nowadays. But the quicker you take it from it, then, you know, the more possibly minerals or whatever it may be, the more benefits there are in drinking it. But my dear viewers, even taking it fresh from the animal, nobody would ever think, oh, is there any dung in there? Is there any blood in there? This is something for us to ponder, that we wish to drink fresh milk. It's coming from the same animal, which is also producing dung, is also producing blood from that same food which it is intaking. So this shows us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his creation, how perfectly he has created everything. It is a lesson for us, my dear viewers. These animals, and now different animals provide us with different things. Milk is one example. Milk is essential. Remember, milk is something which is so important. Who can go without milk? Every day people would have milk. Up until now, from when we are babies, when the only thing we can have is milk. As soon as a baby is born, what's the first thing it does? The first thing it does is take milk from its mother, my dear viewers. It says amongst the first thing. But milk is the only thing a baby will take. A baby, and this is something I recently learned, that a newborn baby cannot be given water. It can possibly kill a baby, even over a few months, that they cannot be given any water to drink. That's amazing. We think, wow, water. Water, my dear viewers. What harm can water do? It's the best of things. No, a newborn baby cannot be given water. A newborn baby is only given what? It's food, it's drink, everything is the milk. Up until this day now, Allahu Akbar, how old are you? And what did you have for breakfast? Most of the time, maybe with some exceptions, most of the time you possibly had cereal or milk, even a glass of milk. Milk, my dear viewers, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided for us, such a great blessing. This is one of the many things which we take from animals. Just one, and yes, there are many more. Some people will be thinking, well, are animals just for milk? No, many things, my dear viewers. We do need to get towards the cruelty which animals face in this day and age. First, let's, inshallah, move to our daily hadith sharif. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi. وعلى آله وسلم.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Today, people rate those who are philanthropists very highly. Those who donate towards good causes, the charitable people. And often the philanthropists are those who are very wealthy and affluent as well. But the deen of Islam is so beautiful that you don't have to be a millionaire to be considered sakhi, generous. If you give something, even though you yourself need it, or if you have less wealth, or you're not in a position to give a large amount of it, but you give some of it in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're considered a generous person. If you've got a habit of giving like this in the way of Allah. In fact, some of the most generous people you will find amongst the Muslims are those who have strong iman. They're not millionaires, but alhamdulillah, they know the rewards of giving in the way of Allah. They know the rewards of generosity. They read that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the most generous. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't live a life of luxury. He could have, but he would give everything he had in the way of Allah. He would distribute it amongst people. And remember, being generous is a praiseworthy quality. All humans praise this quality. But Allah Ta'ala loves this quality so much that you gain His proximity when you are generous. Let's listen to a hadith. This is in Tirmidhi. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates, the Prophet ﷺ said, As-sakhiyu qareebun min Allahi, qareebun min al-jannah, qareebun min al-nas. That the sakhi, the generous person, is close to Allah, close to Jannah, and he's close to the people. Ba'idun min al-nar. And he is distanced from the fire of hell. Wal-bakhilu, and as for the opposite, the bakhil, the stingy person, Ba'idun min Allah, he is distant from Allah. Ba'idun min al-jannah, he is distant from paradise. Ba'idun min al-nas, he is distant from the people. The people don't really like him as well. Qareebun min al-nar, and he's close to the hellfire. Wala jahilun sakhiyun ahabbu ila Allahi min aabidin bakhilin. Allahu Akbar. Look at these words. The Prophet alayhi salam said, a sakhi, a generous person who is jahil, he's ignorant, is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than an abid, a person who constantly worships, but at the same time he is stingy. He is a bakhil. Allahu Akbar. So if Allah has granted us, whether it's little or a lot, try and give wholeheartedly in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are so many worldly benefits, but you just heard the benefits in the akhirah as well. People will love you in the world. Allah ta'ala will grant you His qurba. You'll be close to Jannah and distance from the fire of hell. May Allah give us tawfiq to be generous.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Unshan, alhamdulillahi azza jal, you are watching Rise and Shine. Speaking about animal cruelty, as we said, from the smallest of creatures, it may be an ant, it may be an insect. You break off one of its legs so easily, you feel so powerful maybe. You know, you break it so easily, it could be the minutest, the smallest of creatures. Imagine there was to be a much bigger creature than you, you know, elephants or anything. Imagine it was to quickly and easily break your leg. Imagine there was to be something to pull off your leg, you know, just lift you up, pull off your leg. Imagine how you would feel. Dear viewers of the channel, we should be very, very careful when it comes to insects or whatever it may be. So it's, yes, from the smallest of creatures to the biggest, like things like rhinoceros, rhinos, as we would say. Rhinos, my dear viewers, so many of them are hunted. So many of them are hunted. So they, you know, they're close to extinction. We hear of many animals, don't we? Many for the skin, that they are close to extinction due to this. So, you know, there should be a middle level for everything, my dear viewers of the channel. The Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam states, beautiful hadith sharif, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam states that travel on animals in a good manner, and when not necessary, then get off them. When in the marketplace and on the streets, do not treat animals as chairs. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam states, when you know, at the marketplace or on the streets, don't treat the animals as chairs when talking to one another, because many riding animals do the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more and better than their rider. Now, Allahu Akbar, this hadith sharif, my dear viewers, honestly, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we're not speaking about beating, like some people are beating, always beating the animals. It's mentioned that once a donkey, and this was a clever donkey, you know, this is a clever donkey, my dear viewers. It said that a donkey once said to Abu Sulaiman Darani, you know, Abu Sulaiman Darani, he states that, you know, I was riding on a donkey and I hit it 2-3 times. I hit it. He lifted his head, he turned around and looked at me. And the donkey says that, "Oh Abu Sulaiman, there will be accountability on the day of judgment for hitting me." Now it's up to you whether you're going to hit me more or whether you hit me less. Clever donkey, yeah? But my dear viewers, the reality is that it's true. We are going to be questioned when we be cruel to animals, hitting animals. And people hit animals for no reason. And it's said that the majority of cruelty to animals is done to dogs. Allahu alam as to the reality, my dear viewers, but dogs are possibly amongst the most, we can say. And this is because so many people keep dogs as pets. And what do? There's different types of cruelty. There's active, there's passive. Active cruelty is where they're beating the animals, whatever animal it may be. People get dogs to fight. People get chickens to fight. People get chickens to fight. All sorts of animals. People get more than one dog, 2, 3, 4 dogs to fight a bear for entertainment. This is sad, it's nasty, it's brutal, it's barbaric. Really, my dear viewers. These are the things which are happening. People hit animals like they're nothing, they'll just kick it. Even chickens, they think, yeah, I'm going to scare it. Yeah, sometimes chickens or some type of chickens, it's possibly sometimes do attack. So maybe you need to, you know, sometimes hold a stick in front of them or something. But it doesn't mean you go and kick them. Or you go or harm them. No. As I was saying, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that yes, travel on animals in a good manner. And when necessary, then get off them. Get off the animal. And this, we don't have much possibly in the UK, but there are still horses. Many people, you know, ride horses, etc. But one of the beauties is that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam states, don't even use them as chairs in the marketplace or in the street, where you're just sitting, you're talking to somebody, and you think, rather than sitting on a chair, or I'll just sit on my animal. The Prophet ﷺ says, don't overburden them. That's a lot of weight you have on the animal. Some people think this doesn't apply to me, but I'm speaking of animal cruelty overall. This shows that even the slightest amount, which is not necessary, refrain from that too. It's the perfect, all the teachings, honestly, the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are so beautiful. This doesn't mean that, oh, you know, we are, okay, I never sit on animals, that's fine. I'll never sit on animals in a marketplace. I never sit on animals in the street. I never sit on it as a seat. It's not just sitting on it. It's harming any animal, my dear viewers. Don't harm animals. And even whether that be passive, as I said, one's actively hurting them, and one is passively too, meaning discarding them, not taking care of them, leaving them hungry, leaving them in the cold sometimes, not having any sort of shelter for them, not feeding them, not giving them water to drink. Remember, on the day of judgment, we shall be asked, we shall be questioned about those animals which we may have in our possession. So if we do have any animals, we must take care of them. And if you can't take care of them, don't buy them, don't purchase animals. And many times, remember, there's also rulings to owning animals too. What is the reason you own whatever animal it may be? So my dear viewers of Mother Inshallah, please do be careful. And alhamdulillah, especially since the kids are at home from school, or many are at home, is a beautiful video of Ghulami Rasool. Let's watch this clip, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
ये पानी कहाँ से आ रहा है? बारिश तो नहीं हो रही? अरे फैजान भाई, ये क्या हरकत है? मेरी किताब भी गीली कर दी है आपने। मैं अभी नीचे आकर आपसे बात करता हूँ।
आप जब तक नीचे आओगे मैं भाग जाऊँगा।
अरे मुंह चिढ़ाना बुरी बात है। कितने बार गुलाम रसूल भाई ने समझाया है?
अभी आप बताओगे मुझे ये बात।
ये फैजान भाई को क्या हो गया? پہلے تو ایسے نہیں تھے. ضرور
برے بچوں میں بیٹھ رہے ہوں گے.
ارے فضان نہیں, میں کوئی ڈاکٹر واکٹر نہیں ہوں, چھوڑے میرا ہاتھ. کیا ہو گیا آپ کو؟
ہاں مجھے پتا ہے آپ ڈاکٹر نہیں ہیں لیکن بے وقوف ضرور ہیں, اسی لیے تو دو سال سے کپڑے پہن کر گھوم رہے.
یہ آج فضان بھائی کو کیا ہو گیا ہے؟ ایسی بدتمیزی پہلے تو نہیں کی.
یہ سکوٹی مجھے پکڑا دے اور آپ آرام سے دروازہ کھول لیں.
جی بہت شکریہ.
فضان بھائی میری سکوٹی کہاں جا رہے ہیں؟ جلدی چکر لگا کر آ جائیے گا. اب میں کبھی نہیں آؤں گا. جا شاباش, اب یہ میری ہو گئی. ارے میری سکوٹی ہے. یہ فضان بھائی کو کیا ہو گیا؟
رائکو بچے,
فضان بھائی یہ کیا حرکت ہے؟
غلام سر بھائی آپ کو چوٹ تو نہیں لگی؟
نہیں نہیں الحمدللہ.
میرے ساتھ بھی فیضان بھائی نے بہت برا کیا ہے. یہ سکوٹی میری ہی تھی لیکن بغیر پوچھے لے کے چلے گئے.
میرے ساتھ بھی بدتمیزی کی ہے
اور مجھ پر تو پانی والی گن سے فائر کیے تھے. میں تو ان کو نہیں چھوڑوں گا, اللہ کرے یہ جاتے ہوئے گر جائے.
ارے ببلو بھائی کسی کو بھی بد دعا نہیں دینی چاہیے. حدیث پاک میں بھی مسلمان کو بد دعا دینے سے منع کیا گیا ہے اور اس طرح کی چھوٹی چھوٹی باتوں پر بدلہ نہیں لینا چاہیے. پیارے آقا صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم کی مبارک سنت ہے کہ آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم اپنے اوپر ظلم کرنے والوں کو اللہ پاک کی رضا کے لیے معاف فرما دیا کرتے تھے. بس اللہ پاک خیر فرمائے گا, صبر کریں. اللہ پاک صبر کرنے والوں کے ساتھ ہے.
لیکن میری سکوٹی؟
جی ان کی سکوٹی کا تو کچھ کرنا پڑے گا.
جی جی مل جائے گی, لیکن سوچنے کی بات یہ ہے کہ فیضان بھائی کو اچانک ہو کیا گیا ہے؟
ہو سکتا ہے کوئی برا دوست بنا لیا ہو.
آپ لوگ بچے
تو کچھ کرنا ہی پڑے گا. غلام رسول بھائی فیضان کو مل کر پکڑتے ہیں.
چلے ٹھیک ہے, آپ اور نعمان بھائی اس طرف سے جائیں. سید بھائی آپ اس طرف اور میں رائکا کو گھر چھوڑ کر آتا ہوں. چلے رائکا.
نعمان بھائی یہ دیکھیں, مطلب کہ یہی سے گئے ہوں گے وہ.
جی بھاگے اسی طرف.
اب کہاں جاؤ گے بچو؟
اب تو صحیح پکڑے گئے ہو.
آپ سائنی مجھے جانا ہے کام سے.
ہمارا سکون برباد کر کے اب آپ کو کام سے جانا ہے؟
میرے پیارے فضان بھائی سب سے پہلے تو اسکوٹی سے اتریے, یہ نعمان بھائی کی ہے. ویسے فیضان بھائی آج آپ کو ہو کیا گیا ہے اور اتنے دنوں سے آپ ملے بھی نہیں؟
میں نے نئے دوست بنا لیے ہیں, اب مجھے آپ کی ضرورت نہیں ہے.
جی غلام رسول بھائی کہا تھا نا میں نے کوئی دوست مل گیا ہوگا. برا
نہیں ہے, وہی اچھا ہے. شرارتیں کرنے میں جتنا مزہ آتا ہے نا وہ کسی کام میں بھی نہیں آتا.
فیضان بھائی آپ نے یہ جو بھی کیا سب تنگ ہوئے ہیں, یہ بہت غلط بات تھی.
بھائی مجھے نہ سمجھیں, میں تو ایسے ہی کرتا ہوں.
اللہ اکبر. فیضان بھائی یہ بہت بری بات ہے. ہمارے پیارے اور آخری نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا, جس نے مسلمان کو تکلیف دی اس نے مجھے تکلیف دی, جس نے مجھے تکلیف دی اس نے اللہ تعالیٰ کو تکلیف دی. یعنی جس نے اللہ پاک کو تکلیف دی تو اللہ پاک اسے عذاب دے گا. جی ابھی آپ نے جو بھی کیا ہمیں تکلیف پہنچائی, نیت کریں کہ آئندہ ایسا نہیں کریں گے.
اچھا ٹھیک ہے,
اور اگر ہم سے پھر سے دوستی کرنی ہے تو اچھا بچہ بننا پڑے گا. ہم سب کو اپنی سوسائٹی کا اچھا بچہ بن کر رہنا چاہیے, سوسائٹی کے سب لوگ ہم سے خوش ہوں. چھوٹے بچے ہمیں دیکھ کر اچھی باتیں سیکھیں اور ہمیں چاہیے کہ ہم خود اچھے کام کریں اور دوسروں کو بھی اچھی چیزیں سکھائیں, برائیوں سے خود بھی روکیں اور دوسروں کو بھی روکیں.
غلام رسول بھائی مجھ سے غلطی ہو گئی, سوری. میں آئندہ ایسا نہیں کروں گا اور میں آپ سب سے بھی سوری کرتا ہوں. جس چیز کو میری وجہ سے تکلیف پہنچی میں ان سب سے سوری کرتا ہوں.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. مدنی ویوز مدنی چینل الحمدللہ عز و جل Mashallah, beautiful, brilliant, alhamdulillah. And this is one of the departments too, those who are dealing with making these animations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless those brothers, alhamdulillah. Yes, they're beautiful. I myself enjoyed it. I bet many of you would have also enjoyed it, many viewers of Madani channel. You have a department of Dawat Islami. Let's see, inshallah, which department we shall be hearing about today. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, Allah,
Allah. My dear viewers, alhamdulillah, we've established departments as well as conveying the message of reformation to the Ummah. But since this is the age of electronic media, we also need to serve the religion through media as well. Alhamdulillah, Your Dawat Islami has launched its channel. To this day, we definitely heard that by watching television, people's habits are spoiled, their manners are spoiled, and they go away from the deen. After watching this channel, thousands of people who never prayed their salah are now praying their salah. Thousands of people who were disrespecting their parents are now respecting those parents. Thousands of people who used to commit all sorts of sins have now repented and reformed themselves. And this is all through the beautiful channel that Dawat Islami has provided to you. And that is Madani channel. Alhamdulillah, Madani channel in its programs are presented according to the Sharia. Dawat Islami is doing such a splendid work through media, which started to change the face of the viewers who were sitting in the homes and started to change the manners of people. The programs on Madani channel are 100% Sharia compliant. There is no music on any of the programs of Madani channel. And these programs are there to make a change in the people, to reform the people, to change them sitting in the home and reform them in their manners and the following of the deen as well. In addition to Urdu Madani channel, when we receive the demand that our new generations of people in the Western world do not understand Urdu, English Madani channel was also launched. Upon the wish of our Bengali Muslims, another Madani channel was launched in the language of Bengali as well. And you will also be pleased to know that in Pakistan, studios for Urdu Madani channel were present, but alhamdulillah, in the UK, studios for English Madani channel were set up as well. We have recording studios set up in London, Birmingham and Bradford. And we also have studios in US as well. Studios were set up in South Africa so that the natives will record their videos and send those to us so that they will be trained in their own language as well. The studios for Madani channel Bangla were also established in Chittagong and Dhaka. And alhamdulillah, recordings are done in Bangladesh and they are aired there as well. And inshallah, now we're going to look at some of the clips that are on Madani channel.
Bachbuni Islam mein nahi hai.
The companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These are our role models. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "My companions are like stars. Follow them and you will never go astray."
Allah Ta'alar kalamir fazilat. Onnanno kalam er upor temni jemon Allah Ta'alar fazilat ba shreshthotto tar srishtir upor.
My dear viewers, this was to serve the religion through media. But there are a large group of our society that consists of children as well. And so, if we take the slogan that I must strive to rectify the people of the whole world, including myself, then amongst them, there are children as well. And in light of this, then Madani Channel Kids was also launched. Many hour transmissions are presented daily on Madani Channel, specifically for the children, in which they are being trained according to their psychology. Allah. But at the same time, there was a major problem that a large number of our children watch cartoons. And through these cartoons, the manners were also being ruined. Again, Dawat Islami took it upon themselves to start these cartoons so that the children can also be appealed by watching these cartoons, but it can also learn the deen as well. Alhamdulillah, again, these cartoons, these channels are now available on the social media platforms, and you'll be surprised to know that on YouTube alone, more than 40 million children are watching them throughout the whole of the world. What do these cartoons contain? Let's have a quick look.
कहाँ जा रही हैं?
वो हम पेस्ट्री लेने जा रहे थे अभी आपके लिए भी लाएंगे
अच्छा तो आप मुझे लालच दे रही हैं
किछुई है ना इटा अपनादेर मने अनर्थ कुप्रथार जन्म नहीं थे
The summary of a hadith is that lying humiliates meaning disgraces a person
ما معنى اسلاف الوعد اشرحي لي
أي أننا لو وعدنا أحدا بفعل شيئا ما ثم لم نفعله فهذا هو الإخلاف بالوعد.
It's all over the world by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. Very very short clip, my dear viewers. The media, alhamdulillah, as no doubt the media plays a huge role, amongst the greatest of roles, in the effects of the world, whether that be our mental, physical, so many ways it affects us, my dear viewers, on the channel, and so much work is needed in that field. Alhamdulillah, that Sami is trying to do as much work as possible in that field too. We did have our daily question. The question was, which companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was famously known, and whose title was Ghani? The correct answer is Hazrat Uthman ibn Affan. Option number 3, Hazrat Uthman Ghani. He is known as famously, my dear viewers. Uthman the Rich, such an individual who purchased paradise. My dear viewers, that's all for now. We have run out of time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. That's all for now. Inshallah, tomorrow we shall be back with more Rise and Shine. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will